Blog Talk Radio.
Saturday, Saturday.
Talking about the 80s, you would, of course, be talking about the country of New Zealand, which had the quirkiest music ever known to personkind. Also, they struggled with lyrics. I don't know if you noticed them. It's a 3-minute, 3-second song, and for the last 33 seconds, all they sing is la-da-di-da, which is a good way of actually working out how to fill a song if you don't have any lyrics. So that was the Swingers from New Zealand, one-hit wonders in Australia, but they were at the top of the charts in 1983, for a whole 6 weeks with that song, because it is ridiculously catchy and it has a wonderful beat. So, you know, even though it doesn't have many lyrics, it makes up for it by being catchy. So, you have discovered the world of Blog Talk Radio and a team of voices, and you have stumbled into a poetry quiz show. I know that sounds strange, but you have stumbled into a poetry quiz show, and this is a quiz show which basically is about O's and X's or noughts and crosses, or whichever you want to do it. And basically, so we have 9 poems, like a tic-tac-toe board. We have 9 poems. And we read each of those poems, and we have 2 contestants, and they have either an O or an X. And they put an O or an X on the board if they make the right guess about who actually wrote the poem. Now, there are 3 choices in this game as to who wrote the poem. It could be, in this particular case, Banjo Paterson, the famous Australian writer from 100 years or so ago, on the $10 banknote of Australia. And there's either 1 or 2 banjo poems in there. There's four poems by people other than Banjo and me, and then there's three or four poems written by me. I say three or four because it could be three or it could be four. It could be one poem by Banjo, it could be two. Now, the reason for this extra degree of complexity is because Hatter suggested it, and now he's one of the contestants, so he gets to live with it. Hello, Hatter. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm ready to go.
Excellent. Now, and up against Hatter in this most strange of games is Ali. Hello, Ali. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm very well. So we're going to help you through, Ali, because you haven't done this game before, so we'll help you out. And one of the ways that you can get some help is you can dial a friend, and, of course, that friend is Deborah Lee. Hi, Deb. How are you?
I'm quite well. How are you?
I am good. So now there's not too many people in the world who have read more of my poetry than Deb. And so she's a pretty good resource. She gets things right most of the time, but you can only use her once. Okay? So you can elect to save her up, or you can elect to use her first off and get some confidence. Whatever that happens, doesn't matter. Now, we have nine poems today, and all of them are about animals. That's kind of cute, isn't it, really? All of the nine poems are about animals, and most of them are Australian in tone. Why not? And every single one of the poems written tonight was written by an Australian. First time ever. Okay, so we have an all-Australian show with all Australian animals. Now, Ali, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Do you want to be O's or do you want to be X's?
O's.
You're going to be, sorry, say that again, Ali. You're going to be?
I'll pick O.
You're going to pick O, which means Hatter by default is X. Now, this is an important moment in the show, although not as important as it should be for most other reasons. What I'm going to do, Ali, is work out who's going to go first, okay? Now,
okay.
What we do in Australia to work that out is that we toss a coin. Now, in Australia, you can either get one side, which has a picture of the Queen of England, Queen Elizabeth, or you can get an animal. In this particular case, it's a 20-cent coin. It's a platypus. So what we get you to do is say you can either have heads for Queen Elizabeth or tails for the platypus. Would you like heads or tails, Alan?
Tails.
Tails, righto. Good choice. We'll go to the platypus. So I'm going to toss the coin now. This is the toss the coin sound effect. No, it's not the sound effect. It's actually me tossing the damn thing. And it is a head, which means, Hatter, you're going first.
Oh, okay.
Now, this could actually work or this could not. Now, if you imagine the noughts and crosses board alley, and if you go across, the top row is 1, 2, and 3. The middle row is 4, 5, and 6, and the bottom row is 7, 8, and 9, and so that's how we work out what poems we're reading. Hatter, did you want anything from the top row, from the middle row, or the bottom row? Did you want one? You can have any number you like as long as it's between 1 and 9.
I will go number 1.
You're going to go number 1. What I do here now, Ali, is I copy from my secret stash of poems and put it on the A Team of Voices board to read. So, here we go. Hatter is going to read this poem when he sees it, or part of the poem anyway, and it's up there now for you, Hatter. It starts with a black sheep.
Okay, let me get there. There, I got it. No, that's the wrong one. Gosh darn it. Finding the group. Hold on. I refreshed and it disappeared.
That's okay. I'll get the Team of Voices group. That's the other thing, Alan. You've got to have the Team of Voices group up so you can see. You got it there, Hatter?
And Yes, I do.
Okie dokie. We'll leave it with you.
So I read it. Let's see. Okay.
You read it if you want to, or I can read it. Up to you.
Yeah, why don't you read it for me?
I'll read it. Okay, here we go. A black sheep from England who worked on the run, riding when the stockmen ride. He sat by the hut when the day's work was done, lone huts where the black sheep bide. I'm tired of my life, his lone self said he. My girl and my country are both done with me. End poem. Bit. Now, Paddo, I ask you the question. Is that poem, poem number one, is that poem by me? Is that poem by Banjo? Or is that poem by somebody else?
I'm going to go Banjo Patterson.
Yes, but now, you have the choice here, of course, Hatter, I have to say. You can go to Deb and get that checked out if you wish before you start. You but, of course, you can only do that once. So your choice, but you do have the choice if you wish. I have to give it to you
I'm gonna save Deb for another time. I think this is Banjo.
Okie doke. Okay. Well, that is said. Did you see that confidence there, Ali? You heard the confidence there that this is actually Banjo. So let us go. And I tried to get him to use Deb, but he wouldn't. So let me go to the videotape and check this out and see if this indeed is Banjo. So drum roll. Question, first answer in the new sort of series. And the answer is...
Oh.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear, it is not Banjo. It might be me. Well, it might be somebody else, but it is not Banjo Patterson. So, let me go to the videotape and grab this and... save it somehow. Oh, no, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to upload it. What I'm doing now, Ali, is I am going to the Team of Voices board and I am loading up how the Tic Mac Banjo board looks. And so what we've actually got is that we've got a miss. Okay? So I'm going to show a little dash there that shows that Hatter is... had a go at it, but not got it right. So add this, and I say okay, and I say send. And what you'll see now, if you look at the board, Ali, is you'll see in square number one, you'll see a dash. So you don't see an X there for Hatter, you see a dash, which means we can come back and do it later after we've had a guess at all the rest. Okay?
Okay.
So that sits there if we need it for later on. But you now have a chance to choose any poem you like across that board. You could choose number two, which is next to it, number three up the top, number four or number five, which is right in the middle, then number six, then seven, eight, and nine are along the bottom, if you understand the numbers. Yeah, so how to pick number one, but you can choose anyone from number two through to number nine.
I'm going to go with four.
You can go with four? No problems at all. So let me go to my secret stash of poems. And go to number four. And I am then going to copy. There's two stanzas here for you to read, Alex, of this poem. If I can make it copy, which is always. So I'm copying now. And I'm going to paste it onto a Team of Voices. Yeah, so you can see it on a Team of Voices. In one. It's now, should be there now. And it starts, it's two stanzas, and it starts on the rugged watershed. Can you see that there?
Yes.
Okay. Can I get you to read that for me?
Sure. On the rugged watershed at the top of the middle track where years ago, as the old man says, splitters went a fable rock tray, but never a tray came back. At the time of the gum tree bloom, when the scent in the air is strong and the blossom stirs in the evening breeze, you may see the squirrels among the trees playing the whole night long.
There you go. So isn't that cute? It's a song, well, it's not a song, it's a poem, part of a poem, and it's got bullocks in it, which are you know, big cows, and it's got squirrels in it. And so my question to you, Ali, and of course, you can use Deb first up if you wish, but my question to you is that poem written by me? Is that poem written by somebody else, or is that written by the great Banjo Paxson?
I'm going to have to go with Banjo.
Well, that's an interesting choice. Tell me why you've gone with Banjo.
Because it just doesn't seem like something that you would normally write. And I don't know, to me, Banjo kind of screams instruments and musical, and I feel in a way this is musical.
Okay. Well, there you go. And I can't convince you to use Deb at all. Ali, you sound quite convinced, but I can't convince you to use Deb.
I'm going to save Deb for a later turn.
Ah, there you go. Well, that's very strategic playing. Okay, well, let me go to the videotape then, Ali, and let's throw a drum roll in, because and the answer is...
No.
Wow.
Nice one.
You know, Ali, you're absolutely right. That was Banjo Paxson. So you've got to be impressed about that, you know. We're all impressed down here. Let me go and get a zero on the board. Okay. My zeros aren't very good, by the way. My zeros look, you know, like sort of wonky sort of you know, squares. But anyway, if you can put up with that, that is now, you do now have a O on the board. Even though, as I said, I'm at pains to say that it doesn't look much like an O, but it is. Okay, so I promise you it's an O. And it is up on the board now, right? So you can see that there's now, on the team of voices board, there's dash and a wonky-looking O. Okay, so you're up and running. Very, very well done. Great start. Now, Hatter.
Yeah.
Ali is well and truly throwing out the gauntlet now, because she has actually gone and got an O on the board. At which number would you like to guess next? So you can have any number you like between 1 and 9, as long as it's not number 1 or number 4.
I'm going to go number 9.
Number 9. We can go with number 9. Okay. And so, let me go and put that. Now, did you want me to read this one, or did you want to have a go at reading it? It's two stanzas.
I'm going to go ahead and try to read this one. Maybe I'll get a better feel.
Okay. Let's put it up on the board. See if you can see it. Two stanzas, and it starts with collected.
Okay. Collected like a bunch of grapes attracted to the light, great moths and millions darkened shapes while their shadows draw the night. A powdery mildew left to scrape, thick as bats by right, layer national capital in their capes, the gong moth stoners white. This is you.
Speak.
This is you.
Sorry?
This is you.
This is me. Gee, that was quick.
That's you, Dan.
I can't convince you. I can't convince you to use Deb or to go and check that patter, or you are absolutely convinced that.
I think I better get one of them right myself before I use this Debra.
Okay. No. Well, that sounds fair as a sort of principle, you know, when it comes down to it. So, okay. Righto. Well, let me, if there's nothing I can do to convince you otherwise, Hatter, I will go to videotape and I will let you know that that poem is...
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Yep. That poem is me. Now, it has to be said, in all fairness, that there's probably not many poets that write about bogong moths. You know, it does sort of set a limitation in terms of, you know, I've never heard Banjo write about bogong moths, yeah?
So, it was the moth. It was
the moths, you know. So if you go to the board now, Pat, you will see that there is an X in the bottom corner. There is a dash in the top corner, and there is an O in position number 4. So, this is where I turn to you, Ali, and I say, we have now had guesses for poems number 1, number 4, and number 9, but that still leaves 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, and 8. So, if you'd like to tell me which poem you would like to read next, I will put it on the board.
I think 5.
You can pick 5 for sure. So that's the very middle square. So let me go and grab number 5. And this is now coming up. It's two stanzas, Ali, so that you know what to see when you see it. And I'm just about to put it on the board now. And it starts with along.
Okay, along the far mountain range, here the horizon meets a river pure wide. On forward wings do mightily soar, scald off eddies a red's tail does draw. Eyes gazing down, shapes does skewer, seeking movement or a flicker of a tail or head bound to shiver. Past the plains to the grasslands, seek any indication of movement, slow or weak. While its shadow breaks over the river.
There you go. It's about a wedge-tailed eagle. Nothing wrong with that. A couple of stanzas. And I ask you the question. Sally, is that poem by the great Banjo Patterson? Because remember, we had one or two. You've had one. We had a second one. Good. Is that poem by somebody else, or is that poem by me?
I'm going to go ahead and ask Deb.
And you can always ask Deb. That was going to be my next thing. So you can always go and ask Deb. So let me sort of do the drum roll. And let's call it a poetry than anybody else on this planet. Deb, what's your thoughts?
Hey. So I'm looking at it, and... scrawled off eddies of wedge tail does draw. Where were you leaning, Allie?
I was going to go with someone else, but I wasn't sure.
Okay, because I'm leaning towards AP myself. But just, I'm going to read it over again. Unfurled wings do mightily soar. There's too many parts that are leading me there. So my guess is that A.P. Taylor wrote this.
Okie doke. Well, you don't have to accept the expert's expert advice, Ali. You could actually go with your early
I mean,
completely up to you.
After hearing Deb read, like, a few of the lines, I do have to agree with Deb and say it's probably you who wrote this.
Okay, well, if that's the case, let's go to the drum roll and see if... you know, the drum roll to, you know, build a bit of tension. So anyway, here we go. Let's go to videotape. And the answer is...
Whoa!
That's right. Was me.
Whoa.
Was me. That was good use of the expert there. Good use of the expert there. Almost two lots of applause there. Because you could have got fooled, yes. You could have got fooled.
Yeah.
And that wouldn't have been good, of course, because you wouldn't have got an O in the middle square. But now, as it turns out, well, it's a little bit tail on it, but it does. You did have an O in the center square. So let me go and put that on the board. So you're getting the whole idea of this now, yeah. So it's sort of a strange game, but bear with me, it is sort of basically, you know, it's not ridiculously difficult. So it works. Hold on. All parts are taking forever to come up with letting me put the image on the board. So bear with me. I don't know, it's very slow sometimes, I've got to say. You know, I mean, it is true. It is very late at night and all that stuff. But okay, so if you look now, you'll see two wonky O's in the middle row and an X down the bottom and a dash at the top. So, Hatter, I turn to you, Hatter, and I say, do you
Well, in the words of the great
want...
statesman Scooby Doo, row, I got to go six.
Well,
oh,
that
no.
would make sense to me because that would be the block. Yes. So
yeah.
We are going to go number six for the block, and let us get that up on the board. Now, these are two stanzas, Hatter, and did you want me to read these ones for you, or did you want to read it?
No, you might slip something by me. I think I'd better read it so I can figure out.
Okay, well, it's up on the board now. It starts with, under, so it's up there
okay.
now.
Okay. Okay, under the grass and the fern, he fashions his beaten track. Oop. Hold on, it jumped.
Sorry.
Okay, under the grass and the fern, he fashions his beaten track. With many a twist and turn that wanders and doubles back, and dogs that think they are most astute are baffled by Benjamin Bandicoot. Oh, okay, there's another one. In the depth of the darkest night, without a star in the sky, he'll come to look at the light, and scientists wonder why. If the bush is burning, it's time to scoot, is the notion of Benjamin Bandicoot. Oh, man, you had to take that solid rhyme in there. I'm going to take Deborah. Help me, Deborah. What do you think?
Ah, well, there you go. So I'm going to hit the... drum roll for the expert. Hi. Is needed again.
Hey, Heather.
I'm thinking somebody else, but give me something.
Okay. Well, the beginning, under the grass and the fern, he fashions his beaten track. With many a twist and turn that wanders and doubles back, and dogs that think they are most astute are baffled by Benjamin Bandicoot. I feel
the
like
the way you read it, I want to say Bandicoot.
No, I know. I'm just trying. I feel like AP has talked about Benjamin Bandicoot. So that takes me away from thinking that he might have, because there's a little bit of similarity. And there's already been a banjo. I know there could be two, but this kind of screams him. But the lines are shorter than his, unless he fooled us and cut the lines in half. With many a twist and turn that wanders and doubles back. And dogs.
Okay, the one line, and scientists wonder why. And scientists wonder why. That, I don't know. That's the one, the line that makes me think it's somebody else. But Benjamin Bandicoot. Oh, my Lord. He'll come to look with a light. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just I'm trying to talk myself out of it being another banjo, but I can't seem to. I'm definitely got myself away from AP. I don't feel like it's well. I happen to know one of the poems that were read already, exactly who it was. So I don't know if the somebody else's are ever used twice. So that's taking me. Okay, I'm sticking with banjo. I don't know if the United States made sense to me.
There's a contraction in there.
Because he was born a long time ago, he's not allowed to say a contraction. I don't know.
I wish I would have paid attention if banjo uses, so a lot of the old poets don't use contractions. If the bush is burning, are they talking about wildfires in Australia? In a time to scoot, is the notion of Benjamin Bandicoot. Oh, man. You're saying
no,
banjo,
I don't
want to
twist your arm, Patrick, so you do what you feel, but my gut's still screaming that it's Benjamin Bandicoot is a banjo thing.
And scientists wonder why. You'll come look at a light. And scientists wonder why if the bush is burning. Oh, without a star in the sky, he'll come to look at the light in the depth of the dark light. Baffled by Benjamin Bell. Or baffled at a contraction under the grass on the fern. Now, AP, the other Australians that are the other people.
Benjamin Bandicoot, unless it was like from a childhood thing. I don't know, but I can't get past it.
The other Australians that are the other poets,
yes.
Are they
yes.
Famous poets, or are they, it could be anybody, it could be somebody from AP, from Australia?
It could be anybody, Adam. It could be any other Australian poet. Yeah, it could be anybody, yeah.
I'm going to go with someone else.
Heather, you're going to go with someone else? Okay. I can't.
I know.
This is one of these times when you're going against the advice of the expert, and that always takes courage, Heather, so I'm most impressed. So let me go to the videotape and do the drum roll first. And
yay.
The answer is
Book
Gup.
Sorry, Dad.
But I'm here to say it's not Republican.
Okay, to me, I think I could still be wrong.
Could be.
I think so, could but
be
I could
be
wrong.
Could be me, could be Banjo, but at the end of the day, I'm here to tell you that it is not somebody else. Very nice poem. but somebody else.
Okay.
There you go. Things happen, Hatter. Bad luck. Good try.
Ouch.
We'll see if that one comes back to haunt you at the end, as they say in the platform. So, Ali, Hatter has got a dash there now, you see. So he didn't get one of his X's, but he did put a dash. So you now have the choice of going in number two, number three at the top, or number seven or number eight at the bottom.
I'll take three.
You can take three. No dramas at all. Righto. Well, let me get number three, poem number three, from the secret stash of poems that I have. And let's put that up on the board. So, for you to read it. So, it's coming up on the board now, Ali. This is poem number three. And it's two stanzas, and it starts with those.
They really don't do very much as a sleeper munching on leaves or such. Still a bundly rare, there's only one koala bear. Are so choosy with their leaves, will knock back food from lesser weaves. Old gums their lair, there's only one koala bear.
There you go. Now, you've used Deb now, of course. So you've used your free pass, Ali, but you have the choice, of course, of saying that's either the great Banjo Patterson, or it's somebody else, or it's me.
I'm going to go with someone else.
Okay. We can go with somebody else. Oh, no, and as I said, I can't now go and try and convince you to use Deb because you've already used Deb. But if you are convinced that that is somebody else, I will roll the drum roll.
Uh-oh.
And
hey,
the answer is...
Oh.
No. Sorry, Ali. It is not somebody else. It could be the great back. Could be me, but it is certainly not somebody else. So let me put a dash up in that top corner now. And so I am going to go back to you, Hatter, because there's only now, we're getting down to the business end of things, Ali, because there's only three poems that people haven't get now. So, and then we can go back and do the ones that people have guessed. First time, right? So that's how this works. We do all the first nine and then we go back. So let us get that up on the board to start with so Hatter can see exactly what's going on, because we now have two O's in the middle row, Hatter, two dashes at the top, dash at the other end, then an X at the bottom. So I'm asking you, Hatter, you can go in spot number two, or you can go down the bottom, to seven or eight. So which of those would you like to go next?
Well, first off, Ali, I thought you had me there. I thought I was in trouble. I'm going to go number seven.
Okay, we go number seven. Bottom corner there. Go number seven. Now, this could be a draw, by the way. I didn't say that up front, but this could be a draw. So let's go and copy this one in to the board. This is number seven. And it's one stanza, Hatter, and I'm happy to read it for you. It starts with I am.
Okay. I am cursed with a cackle whenever I tackle a soulful and lifting refrain, but a frivolous snicker like some fool in liquor is not what I seek to attain, for I have on the whole quite a musical soul, which I seek to express as I may. And it's simply absurd to suppose that a bird such as I makes a laugh of his lay.
Isn't that cute?
That's banjo.
Okay. Gee, that was said with great confidence. Patter. You just went straight out and you said that's banjo. Yeah.
It was the rhyme scheme. It was the rhyme scheme. I'm reincarnating, you know, reincarnation. Okay, go ahead.
Righto. Well, that as I said, that was said with great confidence, and so I'm all I can do is play the drum roll and ask one last time. But I'm very convinced that that's banjo. It's, you just sort of went bang. So you're telling me that one is banjo?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Patter? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, banjo.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's go to videotape. And the answer is...
Me and him are the only ones who use the interline rhyme. I'm rhyme. Man, oh, man.
No. Well, I can tell you, it's not banjo, Adam. It's not.
Boy, I would do better if I flipped a coin.
Well, that's possibly true.
Why, you probably ignore the coin.
Possibly true, although that said, you probably ignore the coin when it came back, you know. So we have got another deck on the board, and that's now, I'm just going to put the board up so you can see. Ali, it's a board with a lot of dashes, I have to say.
Yeah, a lot of dashes.
It's got a lot of dashes. It doesn't have very many X's, Hatter, but it's got a lot of dashes. So there's a lot of to guess at the end, although that may not go very long. But anyway, let's just see. You know, you never know your luck in a big city, as they say, and we're in a big one, so that'll do. So I am putting that up now, Ali, and so if you go to the Team of Voices board, you will see that there are two O's in the middle row, and there are two squares that we haven't done anything with yet. The first is number 2, and the second is number 8. So number 2 is at the top, number 8 is at the bottom. Which one would you like to guess or go with? Number 2?
2.
Two it is. Righto. Number 2 it is. I'm going to find number 2. Where is number 2 in my secret stash? Come here. Oh, here. Right. I have now grabbed number 2. I'm putting number 2 on the board, and it is up there now.
The horses were ready, the rails were down, but the riders lingered still. One had a parting word to say, and one had his pipe to fill. Then they mounted, one with a granted prayer, and one with a grief unguessed. We are going, he said as they rode away, where the pelican builds her nest.
Yes. We're on the pelican. Now, of course, I've speaking there, but you can't because you've already spoken to her, Alex. So
I know.
You have to get all on your own, and this is either Banjo Patterson, me, or somebody else. So we'll
let me go ahead and guess and say that it's you.
Okie doke. I can't change your mind, Ali, and say that could be Banjo or somebody else before we go and check it out.
I don't think so, because you're really the only person I know that writes about horses in that way.
Okay. Well, it's true that there aren't great number of poets that write about pelicans. This is true. So let me do the drum roll. And the answer is...
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, dear. No. Unfortunately, Alex, unfortunately, that was not me. I would have loved to have written it, by the way. I would have. But it's not me. And so we've got another
dash.
Oh, well,
I still have a chance.
You do.
We're dashing through the
snow. You've got a big chance, actually, Ali, because you've got two O's on the board. Pat has only got one X. So it's actually not so bad, because your two O's are actually together, too, which is even better. So let me go and put up the board, and as Deb has noticed, these are all rhyming poems. So I've been busy going back and finding not only Australian poets, but Australian poets that rhyme. So, you know, it's a smaller category of Australian poets, but still a category of Australian poets. And so, Hatter, I don't really have a choice here in this. I have to actually get you to read number 8.
Yes.
And
yes.
So, because that's the other one we have to. Yeah.
I'll take it.
So
number 8.
I'm going to grab number 8 right now. And
after Hatter reads 8, then it goes back
you
to
get
me.
It goes back to you, and you get a chance to actually do any one of the poems that you've tried before.
Okay.
So,
or that I tried before.
Yeah. So this is good news if you look at the board. Now, Hatter, obviously this is a poem about a gecko. Did you want me to read it, or did you want to read it yourself?
No, I am going to read it. I'm going to choose which one I think it is, and then I'm going to pick something else.
Okay. Well, here we go. It'll be yours. I'll get you to read it now, Hatter.
Waiting for it.
Let
me refresh.
Did you refresh? It's up there now. Well, it's up on mine, but it doesn't mean someone is in the
office. That's what happens. When I refresh, I lose the group.
Yeah, I know. I get it.
I'd be down there somewhere. Okay, do it this way. Hit me, then hit Team of Voices. Okay. So, mine starts with the gecko.
The gecko.
The gecko, lying on his stone, is always very much alone, nor is the reasoning hard to trace by those who've seen in its form and face. It's hard to realize a mite can be so venomous at sight, or in its little frame compress such concentrated ugliness. Now wonder other creatures fly each time a gecko ambles by. Oh me, oh my.
Yeah, oh me, oh my, exactly.
Can be so venomous a sight. It's hard to realize a mite. I am going to go someone else.
You could go somebody else? Head up, yeah?
Yep.
And any rationale behind that?
Yeah, because I picked one, I'm picking the opposite.
Okay. So, when in doubt, choose the opposite to what you think, yeah?
That's right. Yep.
Okay. Well, let's go to videotape. And I'm here to tell you, Hatter, that the answer is
There you go. I figured it out. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you.
It's a winning strategy.
It is.
It's a strategy. You know, you should have gone there before.
Well, if I remember right, towards the end of the last game, that I had to do that to win my last game because I was totally in the...
Right. Okay, well, there you go. So I am then going to load up the new game board header because we have a very interesting situation here. Very interesting situation because we are in a situation.
A lot of that.
I think it's really cool. I'll explain why in one second if I can actually get this thing to work, which is, you know, always a problem. But anyway, if I put the board up now, you will see that we have two O's in the middle and a dash.
Hmm.
And then
have a dash. At the bottom,
and two X's.
X's and a dash.
It's a funky looking board.
Right.
Funky looking board.
How's that?
Yeah.
How's that? It's really cool. So, but Ali has an advantage because it's her turn. And so, Ali, you can choose any of the dash poems to have a guess at next. So, which number? I thought you might say six. Now let me go and get number six, and let us have, and that you don't have to guess what actually happened here, because this is the one you might recall. This is Benjamin Bandicoot, and Bandicoot, if you remember, was the one that Hatter went and guessed somebody else when Deb told him it was Banjo Patterson. Now this could come back and haunt Hatter right here and now. But at the end of the day, we found out that Tom was not somebody else, but it could be me, or it could be Banjo Patterson. So my question to you, Ali, and it's only for the game, right? It's only for the game. It's only for 1,000 points and for the great, you know, glory of winning the first game of Tic Mac Banjo. Right? Is this poem by Banjo Patterson, or is this poem by me, is the question. And remember what Deb said.
Do I have to read it again, or can I just guess?
No, you don't have to read it again. We've read it once, that's enough.
Okay.
Benjamin Bandicoot's read. Well, don't have to read it again. All you have to do, as I said, you know, drum roll.
I'll go Banjo.
Ali. Okay. For the game, you have guessed Banjo, following Deb's great advice that Hatter ignored. So let us go, the video tape, and the answer is...
Yeah!
Oh,
hey. Hey.
Was right, Alex.
Deb was
right. Hatter ignored it, and because... he did so. You have come back and guessed correctly that was the second poem in the game by Banjo Patterson. And so what that means is that you have won. It's as simple as that. You have got three O's, and wonky O's they are too, across the middle. And so you have won the game of Tic Mac Banjo. Very, very well done.
Congrats, Ali. Hatter, you see what happens when you don't listen to me? I was dying.
There seems to be a sort of lesson in this here somewhere, and I'm struggling to find what it could be. But I you know, just as a matter of course, you know, as I said, Deb has, you know, gone and, you know, seen more of my poems than just about anybody on this planet. And we have
in this particular instance, found out that that means that, Ali, you have won. And that means, as I said, you get 1,000 points for winning the game. It's like, you know, winning a competition, really. You get 1,000 points. How to get 500. How to get 500. And you have done a fantastic job, Ali. Well done.
Thank you.
Good job.
You did a fantastic job with the poems, too. And I have a question, though, because it came up in my mind when I was trying to be sure about the one I was helping Hatter with. I know that the one was by Lawson because I have read that one. And that is who I confused with Banjo the Blues. So by process of elimination, I knew that it couldn't have been Lawson. Or could it? Will you ever use other twice for the same poet? Like, could there possibly have been two Lawson poems?
No. There was only one. There was only one Lawson,
okay.
And that was number one. That was Black Sheep by Henry Lawson.
So you would never have a time where there'd be a second Lawson
same game. I would only use other Australian or other poets. So it's never a double up in the other. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So
because that's where I was at with. I couldn't remember if the Bandicoot thing was Banjo or Henry, and I'm like, okay, wait a minute. I was sure. I knew that the. Now I have that answer. Cool. That was awesome. Those poems were great.
By Henry Lawson from the Bulletin in 1900. Number two was Where the Pelican Builds Her Nest by an Australian poet called Mary Hannay Foote, who was famous for basically writing about pelicans and not much else, in the Stetcher in 1881. Lesser Weaves was number three by me. Flying Squirrels by Banjo from the wonderfully entitled The Animals Noah Forgot from the book 1933, which I have to read for the first edition, of course. Number five is Wedgetail by me. Number six is Benjamin Bandicoot by Banjo from, of course, The Animals Know I've Got in 1933. Number seven was Emu by C.J. Dennis, a very famous Australian poet, more famous for Sentimental Bloke, but did write poems from Doreen in 1917 that I have a first edition copy of as well. Number eight was Gecko by Leon Gellert, a soldier who wrote poetry mostly about war, but he wrote one about a gecko as well in 1919. And finally, who else would write about a bogong moth but me at number nine? So those were the nine poems.
Way cool. And you know, the reason that the Bandicoot one stuck out so much, AP, even though I couldn't remember positively whether it was Banjo or Lawson, it was because I remember how profoundly it hit me when you shared a photo of your book, because I never thought about the fact that none of the Australian critters the ones that Australia is most famous for made it to the Ark, and how sad that made me feel. So it stuck with me.
Brilliant illustrations too, but the best illustrator going around at the time was Adam Lindsay Gordon, and Adam Lindsay Gordon did these beautiful illustrations in the book. So I've got an absolutely beautiful first edition copy of The Animals Know I Forgot from 1933 in a sort of a lovely sort of olive coloured hard copy cover. So just a beautiful copy of it. I collect old poetry books as well, Ali. So that was why I was talking about the wonders of old poetry books, because I had all those books except for the Mary Hannay Foote, except for the Pelicans one. I had everyone else in writing. So Deb, we're going to pull up stumps there for today. My great thanks to yourself for your expert opinions and knowledge. My thanks to Hatter for playing along. And Ali, exceptionally well done. You'll be getting some points very shortly, but more than that, you get all the kudos for winning. So very, very well done. So, with all of that,
fun
thank you, everybody.
Fun time and awesome poem.
I really like those poems. I love the sort of Australian animal sense of it. I thought it was really cute. So thank you to everybody. I'm going to go out with where I started, which, of course, is the swinger. You know, why wouldn't you? We will talk to everybody next week. Thank you, everybody.
Love and respect.
Okay. Thanks, Anna. Thanks, Hallie. Thank you, Deb. And this is the Swingers. Bye, everybody. Dying for one day. We've had it twice now. Thank you, everybody. I think we've got Twice Brown Laughter or something along those lines. So we'll catch you back next week. Have fun, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.